Hey, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm Lauren.
And you're listening to the Her Next Big Move podcast.
This is a place where we will help you gain clarity on your big goals, break down those limiting beliefs that may be holding you back, and develop a solid strategy for building your dream life and business.
We are going to have vulnerable conversations about building our own business and introduce you to some of the most accomplished businesswomen we know to find out their secrets to success too.
Our goal is to leave you feeling inspired and give you the confidence to make
your next big move.
And we're back. Yay! I am so excited to go into this episode today because we started doing these like story times and I'm kind of obsessed.
I know. I feel like they give little sneak peeks into our real life and they get a little bit – you just never know where the story time's going to go.
Absolutely. Whenever we were thinking and ideating like the different stories that we like needed to tell everybody, this was definitely on the top of the list because now that we are, I would say, I don't know, kind of known for our events and for, I don't know, hosting women. And that's like definitely a part of like Forward Female's DNA. It's been a part of like our DNA from the very beginning. I think even before we really even knew what Forward Female was going to be in totality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were, I think, piecing it together as we were doing it a little bit in the beginning, but it's always been the same mission. It's always been empowering women, connecting women, bringing people together, helping everyone rise faster. And I remember we threw our very first event, like before we really even had a full concept developed. It was pretty big event. Like there was what, probably like 50 to like 80 people there. It was a full house and we just got up there and talked about how passionate we were about helping women. And we were just like, we are passionate about connecting and helping and please let us know how we can continue to support. And so seeing just like the authenticity of that, but not knowing how to do it, not knowing exactly what we were doing. We tried so many things in the beginning. I remember at first we were trying to connect people to freelancers and to coaches and to mentors. And it was just like so many different iterations of, well, how can we do this the best way possible? But it truly was we jumped before we had the full net laid out. And luckily we figured it out. We got our parachutes out. We were like gliding along the way, but it was definitely risky at first. We were definitely taking some risks, throwing events, doing things before we even had things laid out for sure.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. So whenever the event that we're talking about that we did, it was like, we called it our Forward Female Family Night. And it was it was just Lo and I, and we were we hosted it at this place called The Riveter, which RIP The Riveter. Well, they're still around, they had physical locations. It was built by women for everyone, like co-working spaces. Mm-hmm. It was founded by Amy Nelson. And she had this beautiful vision of these spaces, and it's really what inspired, like, I would say some of the early days of Forward Female too. But they were so gracious. They let us, they gave us their space to host our very first event that was all about bringing women together in these ways. And we got our vendors together that were like connections from doing Bumble events or just, mm-hmm. you know, personal connections that we had. And our whole idea, I remember, was to get people to sign up to be a Forward Female freelancer or to be a part of the community, mm-hmm. or coach, I think was like really what it was. Yep. And whenever you were talking just a minute ago, Lo, I was looking for our very first deck at my desk today. And it literally is like this deck that we like designed and our very first logo.
I love
is
that
on
you
it,
have the hat on with the new logo and then the deck with the old logo, and like you can just see how far we've come. I mean, it started as a diamond. I forgot about that.
I know.
We were a diamond. It was like the triangle.
Right. And it was like meant to be like the it was like the super, like a different take on like Superman and mm-hmm. Wonder Woman, yeah. whatever.
Yeah.
And, and so I figured I would like bring this out and read a few of the things encompass in this. So we can kind of see even how it's like transpired and hopefully inspire some of you that are like, maybe feeling scared to start or feeling like hesitant to just like get going because it has to be perfect. But I think the idea is that it doesn't have to be perfect, that sometimes you just got to start and you have to like give yourself the grace to evolve.
Yeah.
So here, the forward female, community, connection, and education. That's what was like, those were the three pillars whenever we started. Let's see here. The table of contents and our colors at the time were like gray and this like peachy color. Okay. This was our like line here. It says, we are a personalized platform and community to help women forward their career and lives.
Still pretty spot on. We just figured out our verbiage a little better.
Okay. What is the forward female? Community, connection, education. The forward female is the platform to help put your career into motion. Based around connection, community, and education, we strive to help our members have the resources and skills necessary to thrive in their industries.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like actually, like, I forgot kind of what we wrote in this, but it's still pretty spot on.
Pretty good, right? Okay. Next page. How we're different. We put all the focus on you. Still very accurate. Yeah. To help you achieve your goals and forward your career. As a member, you'll receive a dedicated advisor who will help you create a personalized plan for success, set goals, and give recommendations. Which I think this is like still such a good idea. But what we realized, I think by doing was that it was really, that had to be evolved and we had to get to that place.
It was hard to automate.
Really hard to automate. And now, I mean, if you're listening to this, you get a little sneak peek because now we're really on the road to like looking at like this and what it looks like at like scale, which is really, really exciting. But I mean, it's taken us like 4 years, almost 5 years to like get there. Yeah. So, and a lot of advancement in technology and all of these different things in order to allow us to be able to like truly do that in like big ways. So, I mean, go past low and P, still a good idea, but it took you a little bit of time to get there.
I want to touch on that really quick too, because I think that applies to so many people that you have this great idea and maybe it's just not the right timing. It doesn't mean it's still not a great idea. And so sometimes being able to table ideas or like a concept and come back to it later, I mean, it's so relevant. And I think that sometimes we beat ourselves up that it's just overall doesn't work. It's not a good idea, whatever, when really it might just spend the wrong time. And so that was the case for us. We tried building all that tech ourselves, learned quickly how intensive that was, and pivoted to make sure the business could stay afloat. But now that we're more stable, we have our foundation, we are able to lean more into that technology side of things. We're more ready for it. So
yeah, definitely. It took some time. It took it not just being you and I. Yeah. It took a lot of different things in order to like be able to get to a place where we can really start putting more focus on it. Plus, our community gets access to forward female events, workshops, and mixers. Plus, top industry coaches, professional services, job and internship listings, and business resources. We were ambitious little girls.
I know. We like kind of had the vision for all of it rolled out before we were ready to just even roll out step one. But it's cool seeing it kind of now come full circle because I feel like we do a lot of that already within our portal, within our app, having kind of all of that housed through our tech. We've really evolved. And so it's kind of cool hearing all this actually reflecting on how similar it is, but also how much we've advanced it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now we have the new member process. One, sign up at forwardfemale.com. Take our online questionnaire. Allows us to assess where you're at on your career path and how we can be the best help. Step three, welcome to the community. Build your member profile and gain full access to the Forward Female platform. Step four, meet your personal advisor. Step five, explore your new resources. And then forward your future. This is good stuff. I'm like, I'm pretty impressed, to be honest. If one of my clients,
this was 5 years ago, yeah,
you know, showed me this today, I'd be like, girl, you're on the right track. Now, this is how we're actually going to make it happen, right? I love it. Then meet your advisor.
Let's break that down, I think.
Yeah.
Let's break that down of like what we feel like we were on the fast track with and maybe how we did break it down and we were able to really apply it. Just so anybody listening, if you do have a lot of these big ideas, some ways that you can break it down and get started too. But like I said, just because it doesn't apply maybe right now doesn't mean it's necessarily a bad idea. It's maybe just timing.
So. Yeah, I think the timing of it all is really everything. That it's this deck, what it shows me, and if somebody was like presenting this deck to me today, and maybe you have a different perspective, Lo, but like if they were presenting it to me, I would be like, really impressed. Number one, I would be like, wow, you have a very clear idea of what you want to build. It really feels like people need this, right?
Yeah.
Now, making this happen in reality, it's being really, really realistic and like zooming out of like all the things that's going to take for this to actually come to life. And a realistic timeline of what that really looks like. I think past me and present me right now, and let's be honest, probably future me, very impatient human. I like everything to happen like yesterday. Like I want everything. I want to have the idea come to my head and then like it happened right now. And in reality, it's not always possible, and maybe even if it is possible, it's not the right way to go about it.
Right.
So whenever I think about this, it's saying like each step, like if I was looking at this new member process, step one, sign up at forwardfemale.com. All right. You have to build out a really strong functioning website that makes total sense. It speaks to exactly who you're speaking to. It tells them everything. And that's not going to be project number one on day one. You have to kind of work from the bottom up is what I would say of like explore your new resources. We need to build all of those resources. Help your meet your personal advisor. Okay, who are all the advisors? How are you going to build that? Welcome to the community. What is the community interface? Take our online questionnaire that like leads them to all of these things, and then sign up at forwardfemale.com would probably be the last thing that we'd work on because then we would have everything that's needed in order for that to be brought to life. And in reality, that's going to take some time, and you got to give yourself enough resources, runway, and help and support in order for that to actually happen. Yeah, that's how I look at it.
No, I totally agree. And I think that's great of like being able to, zoom all the way out and make sure that you have all the things you need before you go out and launch, you know, a website or a brand or an Instagram. Mm-hmm. So many times we're excited and eager to get going, get posting, get it moving, and we don't build up all the assets first. And so I think I see that a lot, as well as trying to do everything at once, which I think is the category we fell into, which is where we were trying to not only do that whole process, but we were also trying to have a community and host events and do business coaching and do all of these things, which we eventually got to. But I think what would have been smarter, and if I would have been able to know what I know now, then I would have told myself to like implement one part of it, like implement the community, right? Get your community built. Everything that goes into that, right? where they're housed, how you communicate with them, mm-hmm. the resources you're going to give them, like all of the things that go into that one section, start there and build that super strong and solid, then move into the next pillar versus trying to launch like three or four pillars all at once mm-hmm. and then feeling like we were kind of like figuring out what was working and what wasn't as we were like mm-hmm. building
it. Yeah.
And so I think that was a big thing that we learned too going through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's, you know, there's so many things that you can be like, you know, well, I wish we would have done it this way or wish we would have done it, you know, X, Y, and Z way. It's like we did it the way we did it. And hopefully this mm-hmm. can, you know, help you maybe get there even stronger. Because the cool thing is that in today's world of business, even more so than whenever we were starting, community is such a big element of building business. Yeah. I was watching some TikTok or something that somebody had sent me, and it was about like the generation that we're in today with Gen Z and how Gen Z has like broken the traditional marketing funnel and in the way that like business works. And it really starts with community. And that's how really people are now buying into brands versus like awareness, interest, like conversion was the traditional way to do it, to where now they're looking at like, they're looking for inspiration. Then that inspiration turns into a community and that community turns into a sale, and the sales take a lot longer than what they used to in like the traditional model. And so being able to like build this type of business, no matter what it is that you do, whether it is that you sell a product or you sell a different type of service or anything like that, being able to understand the importance of, I think, what we're saying today and how we've built a community like first company successfully, then take these and hopefully you can do it a little bit easier, a little bit faster. Okay. You ready for the next page?
Yes. Let's go.
Okay. Meet your advisor, the career coaches, Forward Female Services. So this was like us outlining everything that it would take to like get there. Like everything. Like we had really thought through each and every aspect of this, which is where I would be like, wow, I'm really impressed. Like if somebody was showing me this deck today of like exactly what it meant to like get an advisor, exactly what you like would get through our career coaches, and then exactly what you'd get through the services. And it's so like cool to look at this now. And like, basically it's, we did all of these things. We got rid of a lot of things that just we realized pretty quickly didn't work. And we amplified the ones that did. And that's how we've gotten to the business that we have today. We have our local events, workshops, and mixers, which we still do to this day. Everything that you get by being a Forward Female member, which we realized people didn't need this much stuff. They just needed clarity on a few different aspects. And then, oh, meet the founders. Look how cute we are. These little pics.
We look so young.
We're so cute. So cute. And then this like,
yeah,
last statement, I'll read this before and then I'll close this out. Currently based in Los Angeles, we plan to grow the Forward Female across the country, offering women everywhere a direct local connection and platform to further their careers and expand their communities. We are women helping bring women forward.
Aw, I love it. It's still so accurate, so spot on. And it's actually really cool to see the progress, but how similar and how like close to our original vision that it's been. Mm-hmm. You know, we've tweaked it, we've adjusted it, mm-hmm. we've, you know, leaned into the things that have really worked, but really it's kind of the same concept overall. And I think that for anybody who's just getting started building a business, like this is kind of the exercise you should be going through, is each category, each pillar of that business, go into every single step, every single touch point within each section, you know, from what a customer is going to experience to what you need to build on the back end. And we really took our time. We spent, God, weeks, months. I don't even remember how long it took us to get that deck together, but we labored over that deck. We spent a lot of time on it, really going into each and every aspect. And that's probably why it's still so spot on, because we really took a lot of time to break down each section, but then really try to have it all tie together in a way that would really be beneficial to our customer, which I think is still our overall mission always, is to really provide a lot of value.
Yeah. You know, whenever we were starting this podcast and we were reflecting on that, you know, very first event that we did at the Riveter, and you know, it's interesting. Whenever we first talk about it, we're like, oh my gosh, we had no idea. We had no idea what Forward Female was. We had no idea what it was going to be. And
we did.
And I think that we did. I think that we actually had so much clarity, and we didn't give ourselves enough credit for how much clarity that we had worked to put together to even get to that point. And man, I think we do that a lot as women, maybe, like, because we've done that a lot. We're like, we look back and we're like, oh my God, we didn't even know what we were doing. But actually, I mean, these girls that built this deck, they did. They did.
It's true. It's true. I think it just is the, you know, you see how far you've come and then you look back and you're like, wow, that was such a different place. It feels so different. But you're right. We need to give credit where credit's due.
Absolutely. And knowing, you know, what we know now, it's, I hope that future us says that about us today, right? That, you know, it looks back at, you know, how far we've come, even another, you know, 5 years from now, and we say, wow, those girls, they knew what they knew at the time, and they were smart, and they were going after the things that they wanted. That they wanted, and they were evolving, and they knew what they wanted then. They just didn't know what was to come, and showing ourselves some grace through that. And I hope this can inspire to show you, for you to show yourself some grace too, of like, where you're at right now is exactly where you're meant to be. You only can do your best, and that is enough. And by continuously doing that, you will get so far and you will continue to move. And if it doesn't feel like it's happening fast enough, I get it, because I am maybe one of the most impatient humans on the planet. Hello, I would say you're kind of similar to me, and like, we want it to happen and we want it to happen right now. But I think that's part of the magic of success and accomplishing what you want to accomplish too, is having that just fire in you to want it, and to want it right now, and to not want to wait.
Yeah. And to keep pushing and keep going, and to like always be evolving it. I think that's when a business is truly successful, is when you're continually pushing it to grow and evolve and bring more value to your customers.
Well, I hope that this has given you some things to look at and hopefully apply. It's fun to look back at, you know, the making of Forward Female and how we saw it way back then to how it is today. Know that if you're in this space of, you know, of discovering what it is that you want, and discovering what this business is that you're going to create, or maybe like recreating it in a way that it hasn't been created before, that this can serve as some inspiration for you. And also a note to put those decks together, put those assets together, get your ideas out there and get started. Because if we hadn't gotten started all of those years ago, then we wouldn't be where we are today. And if we didn't keep going today, we won't get to where we want to be tomorrow. And that's the same for you too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So take the step, put yourself out there. Sometimes done is better than perfect, and you'll be able to keep evolving as you go. But I think this is a good little story time.
Absolutely.
We will love you and leave you here.
Love you and leave you here. Until next time, keep thriving, keep going after it, and we love you deeply. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Her Next Big Move podcast.
Everything that we discussed in today's episode and for more information on Forward Female can be found in the show notes below and on our website, forwardfemale.com.
We want to thank everyone who helped this episode come together and you for tuning in.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and come hang out with us on our socials.